Next item is item number 10, Thomas James, Oyster Planting Ground Application 2017-067. Mr. Badger, good to see you again, sir. It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Yes, well, it's about 7 years, but anyway, it's relative.
I've been hearing stories.
And you can believe every one of them.
I always do.
There you go.
Thomas James is requesting authorization to lease 0.83 acres of oyster planting ground in the Gulf, which is in Northampton County. The project has submerged aquatic vegetation and is protested by nearby property owners. The arrow marks the mouth of the Gulf. Eastville is about 3 miles to the east, and it's just north of the little community of Smith Beach. Again, the photo is showing the existing leases into the Gulf, and the little red area is Mr. James's application. And also, while I'm here, Mr. James has a lease right here, I believe. A little closer view. As you can see, the proposed lease is a small area in the Gulf between the channel and the existing oyster ground lease of Kellam and New Inlet. The controlling depths are about 2 feet near the channel over here, and about mean low water on a big sandbar up in this area here. And the bottom is mostly sand. Again, the northern portion of this lease, or application, is shifting sands, and there's a small channel that comes down right adjacent to the docks. It's approximately 40 feet from the ends of the docks to the sandbar itself. And it makes boating in and out of this area, particularly in the north, quite challenging. There is clam and oyster aquaculture in the area. As you can see, the adjacent leases, they have clam beds already. In addition, there's a small amount of submerged aquatic vegetation, SAV, on a portion of the southern portion of the application down in here, and it hooks up in this area here. There's a boat ramp right here, just for reference. I took this yesterday just so that we could see what was in the area today. You can see there's quite a bit of clam beds on the outside in the New Inlet and Kellam lease. Mr. James requires areas that are shallow water to grow his aquaculture clams. As I said earlier, he has a 4.95 acre just north of the Gulf lease, and he has another 3.5 acre lease in Hungers Creek for a total of 8.45 acres. He also has 9 applications totaling a little less than 54 acres on the bayside of Northampton County. 7 of his 9 applications are protested. The applicant intends to use the ground to grow aquaculture clams, which requires placement of nets over planted clams. And again, this is just a quick rendition of the area we're talking about of his application. We received Mr. James's application for oyster planting ground in April of last year for approximately 1 acre. The applicant is bounded on the north by the vacant area, on the east by a lease, south by the lease, and channel on the west. In response to our public interest review, we received a protest letter from Spencer Parks and a petition from Kelly Lewis Parks, which is his wife, with 24 signatures. Both Mr. Parks and Mrs. Lewis live in Smith Beach. They have concerns, their concerns include navigation, access, and boater safety into the Gulf. Also, in your packet, there are 2 additional protest letters from Mr. and Mrs. Parks that was added yesterday. Basically, it's the same issue as they've stated in the past, navigation at the northern portion and at the this channel being so small and safety issues getting in and out. They did suggest, they're adamant that they're opposed to this application. However, they did suggest if we were going to lease anything is to back off the northern portion of the area where it's shifting sands, and that's where the boats have to go across the sandbar over in this area here, and to leave the SAV area out of the application. And there has been SAV in a small amount in the southern portion of this area for in the past 5 years and was there in 2007. In addition to address the protest navigational concerns. Mr. James proposes to move his northern application line south approximately 100 feet, which would be to approximately the 507 survey line right here. And we believe that giving this is a reasonable area to back off to for access into the Gulf. Also, in our VMRC new SAV guidance adopted by the Commission last August states that the new structures or leasing of oyster planting grounds on SAV bids annually mapped by VIMS during at least one of the previous 5 years should be avoided. The VIMS maps show submerged aquatic vegetation in the southern portion of the area that Mr. James has applied for in the past 5 years and again in 2017. This is the area in green here. And the coverage is approximately 40% to 60%, and therefore staff is not able to support that portion of the application where it's SAV. However, staff can support leasing the area that does not have SAV and does not affect navigation into the Gulf. Therefore, we're recommending approval of a portion of the application as bounded on the east by the Kellum and New Inlet Inc. lease, south by the SAV as shown on the VIMS map and on our map here, west by the small channel, and north by a line which Mr. James has agreed to, which would be the 405 to 407 survey corners there. And it's approximately a half an acre. Mr. James is working with a private licensed land surveyor on this project, and a revised plat will be required. Mr. James is here. The Parkses sent the letters, and they were not able to show up today because of work.
Okay. Any questions of staff? Ms. Lusk?
Mr. Bowman, I have an interest in New Inlet Inc., which is an adjacent lease, so I will be abstaining from this.
So noted in the record. Okay. And I think you will, but council advises that you should remain out of the discussion as well, just for what it's worth. Thank you, Kelsey. Ms. Everett.
My eyes aren't that good. So the red is the 0.5 acres. The green is the SAV. The red is the staff recommendation for
That's approval. Correct. It's okay. Approximately 5. I haven't surveyed it, so it's approximately 5/10 of an acre. And the blue in the top is approximately where people have to bump across the sand more. And it's a shifting sand.
Further questions of staff? Mr. Tankard?
I just have a general question. Are we trying to force something that's really not feasible here? I mean, you've got a channel, you've got adjacent lease. Can this really be worked and everybody end up being happy that it's there?
We're forcing a lot of them now because of the slivers that we're getting.
There are
400-plus applications. There's a lot of these slivers that are right there.
Uh-huh.
They're productive, or they could be productive. I think a portion of this, I think Mr. James would find that the portion that's near low water might be too high to put bids, or he may lose them.
Uh-huh.
But again, as we talked about before, that's not our position.
Okay.
It's a leasable piece of ground.
Mr. Tankard?
You've been doing this a long time. You used to say you do still believe this is feasible.
It's an area that could be leased.
Okay.
And could potentially grow some clams. As you can see, there are beds nearby.
Right.
I think that this area right here is high.
Yeah.
It's exposed at low tide quite often. So there may be an issue going there. But again, that's Mr. James's issue.
Thank you.
Can you leave that slide up, go back to it. Can you show me about how far offshore we're talking on that slide? About. How far offshore is this lease request?
It's 40 feet beyond the piers, which would be, can we go back?
There
you go. From here over to here is 40 feet to the bar.
40 feet.
And it drops off relatively quickly.
All right. Further questions, staff? Mr. Ballard.
Water depth at that area, is it almost always exposed? You went over it briefly, but could anyone ever navigate over that area, or is it too shallow?
Maybe on high tide. empty growth loss. It's this area until you get up to the sand shifting sand area here. It gets high. You see the color right through here, I believe. Or maybe you can't on that, but I can't hear. It's higher here, and it's exposed quite often at the tide.
Further questions? Thank you, Hank. Is the applicant present or represented? Yes, sir. Sir, would you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and none but the truth, so help you God. You state your name, please, for the record.
Thomas Hezekiah James III.
Proceed, sir.
All right. Just a little background. Ms. Lusk has already recused herself for abstaining because she has adjacent property. Not that I have a major objection, but I just wanted to point out, of course, Mr. Ballard, he's also a large aquaculture interest, and of course, I know Mr. Tankard is quite close friends and has an application in himself for oyster ground. Put this application in April. A little bit of backstory, lifelong resident, Eastern Shore, family's history back 1638, mainly farmers working off the land, even worked for Jerry Stern Aqua Farm for Mr. Ballard's father and grandfather when I was going to school, and eventually became an engineer and worked for Jerry Stern Aqua Farm, Bay Shore Concrete. Some of my other activities, being chairman for the Boy Scouts, on the board with also Ms. Lusk for the Randy Custis Board and also Shore Little League. Not just a landowner or aquaculturist that out to make money, I give back to the community. Some of the things that I've done, is things for the Little League, redoing the ball fields, school boards, helping out some of the Eagle Scouts, building new dugouts at the ball field.
Mr. James, for the record, the commission finds that you're a reputable citizen, or at least purported to be, in the community. Would you proceed to the case at hand, please? Thank you.
I started back 1994, Edward Kellum's ground. You can see the larger rectangle off to the side is where I currently lease. This is where I'd started. Just working small. Was able to get clams 18 months to 2 years. This before the sandbar dove in, constantly trying to expand. And then about 2009, I was able to acquire the ground from Vims. They gave it up. Started expanding on that side. 2013, Edward died, and his portion passed to his other child, and then they decided to lease all the ground that I was currently on from them to New Inlet. So I had to vacate and move everything over to the other ground. So I kept expanding rows. You can see had some friends of mine that were also on this ground. The sandbar is encroaching in on them. When I acquired the ground that I currently have, it was 91% usable. Now it's 70 some. Been losing about 25 feet a year, and actually it's probably a little bit more than that because this year I probably about 50 feet over this past winter. You can see the little spot that I'm trying to get right here. That's where I currently am. That's the spot that me and a friend of mine were leasing. Still a lot of usable ground out there, but apparently that's not something they're looking at doing. My objective, I'm trying to get enough ground to support about 3 million clams a year. Currently in this location, I'm at a 3-year crop rotation just because of the way the sandbar is cut in on me, with a 4th year to spare. So really need about 5 usable acres of ground. When you run the numbers for the cost of materials and everything, for each million clams with profit, and this is like a low end, only at 60% survival, $40,000 to $50,000 a year, so it's not bad after expenses. You go into the search, factors go into the search. for the oyster ground, access location, you know, where there's a boat ramp that I can put over, distance from a home base. I do worry about SAV. Is the ground even available, the depth of the water, distance from the access location to the actual ground, condemnation zones, and the dynamics of the ground. This is a little bit more expanded history than Mr. Badger presented. I've actually gone through about 18 different applications. The ones in red are the ones that have come up in front of the commission and have been denied. The ones in green, I withdrew because there was no water at low tide. The only one so far that has been approved is the one at Waverly. That one had initially been protested, but the protestant dropped his application. But still some other ones still standing out there. Talk about access points. You know, here's Smith Beach. That's not really a public access, but I do have permission to use it. The ones in yellow are your public, so you don't have too many launch points. And then the ones in green are your paid state park and Bayford. This was one of my first attempts. This is, like I said, the ground that I'm on. Tried to get this ground, but it was denied because of SAV, even though all the other ground, it's just like all the other ground that's all around it. And I was using on there, and that one, you can put about 8 million clams on there. There's a launching point for Smith Beach, going right over there, so it's fairly close, and not long distance to travel. You know, talk about, you know, everybody's talking about the SAV, but bottom clams on bottom offer a lot too. Even when you all had your meeting, you talked about your SAV recommendations. You know, Mike Osterling said that clams on bottom offer just as much as far as ecosystem services as your SAV. The search began. This is actually all of the gear has been cleared off of the new inlet property, and now I'm over here, and you can see the rebound was incredible. I mean, SAV just came back in and took over, and that was, you know, basically I was clearing out a row per year. So that was some of the last spots that were taken out, but everything is filled back in. If you all haven't, I would recommend you all search this right here. That's the composite between BIMS and VMRC, and you'll notice that if we had started aquaculture in the last 10 years, then it probably wouldn't have been able to be done because of the SAV that's taken over everything, or the limitations that have been put on using of the ground. This is the one that I tried to get. This was, you know, questionable. You talk about picking winners and losers. The commission denied this because they thought the area was too dynamic, even though this is what staff had recommended. So, which is, this one's also adjacent to Mr. Tankard's family's property there, so I don't know if there was any concern.
Sir, I would suggest that you refrain from continuing to imply the members of the commission, as far as their reputation and punitive integrity. The chair rules that's out of order.
All right.
Thank you.
So this was the distance, you know, putting over Smith Beach, going to that property. Here's a couple in Nassauwatuck's Creek and their potential uses. You know, this is the one at Vapor. That's a quasi-public boat ramp. You have to pay to use it, but it's there. So it's been a long search. You know, this is no water there at mean low water. No water here at mean low water. But still, I would consider usable ground. Even went so far as to contact the landowners because it fell in their purview. Here's one up in Cherrystone. This is one that ebbs out at low tide as well, and there are clams being planted on it. This one's a mud flat. This one has not been surveyed yet, but I have concerns because there's the prevalence of, you know, condemnation zone. And you can see how far it is from, you know, the launching point at Smith Beach, which is the nearest one I have access. This one little spot here is one I did acquire, but as of yet I don't have an access point, a reasonable access point to get to. I don't feel like traveling, you know, several miles. This one is one that's still pending here. This one has some SAV issues, but if you knock out the last 5 years, there's still a section in here that should be leasable. It's just getting that spot surveyed. But once again, it's quite a distance. This one here is off Cape Charles. Was that one currently being protested, but it has been surveyed, and I believe the 30-day hold study has lapsed with that one, so that one seems to be a viable one. So encroaching sandbar is coming on, in on me. You can see where the sand is knocked out quite a bit. You know, I'm down to these last six rows, which is about half. If it was all usable, then I probably wouldn't need any more ground, but where it's only half usable, some other applications that are still hanging out there that are probably coming from the commission, which brings us to the one in the Gulf. You see the channel coming through, and just kind of the relevant dates when things happen. Access point is right there. Come across just out there this weekend. Even with the SAV, the way I would do the layout, and I say I can get all these in because some of this drops off a little bit. I might actually have to turn these so that, you know, they're taking up less of a footprint. But it has been surveyed. At considerably more expense than what staff would have done. But I knew that they were, you know, Paul was out of commission or was in the process of being out of commission. They had other workload. So I went ahead and had it done. I don't necessarily see why a new survey would have to be done to take out this corner or this. I mean, this one wouldn't be hard since those points are already there. I just don't know what the added expense of having it a new plat redrawn up and being out there this past Sunday. None of this SAV, this must be Widgeon grass, is currently visible. But you know, the protestants, Spencer Parks, he was saying that, you know, I was within 20 feet of the docks and everything, and from what Mr. Badger and what we see here, that was definitely not the case. This is the pictures as of Sunday morning. This is at that boat ramp. You can see, you know, it is a flat that comes out, but rams grow on mud flats. As I said, that's of course the ice has probably moved some of this stuff around, but that's a little bit out further into the water than I would easily be able to use because of the drop off. So that's why I'm saying I'd be running more east and west than the north and south. And that's looking out towards the mouth. That's some of the poles going on. There is not much access in and out. How it is. You've got other entities that are, you know, taking up more. When I used to put over, I used to come out and go straight out. Now I have to navigate around, and that's, you know, if that's what I have to do, that's what I have to do. And then, of course, I can receive copies of Mrs. Parks' protest, and then next thing I know, she turns around and applies for all of this. So I'm a little bit confused on that. You know, this was my offer to cut back to square, but they never responded back in the affirmative to that. So, like I said, didn't really have any plan on using that corner anyhow, but now that it's already been surveyed, and I'd like to at least get what I've already paid for. That's pretty much all I have for that.
All right, sir. Any questions by members of the commission? All right, thank you, sir. Anyone else in support of the application? Anyone in opposition to the application? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission.
I'll make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Dr. Neal to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
So moved.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No.
Abstain.
One abstention and one no. Motion carries. I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. Motion carries. Thank you.
510 or 511.
We'll call the roll. I'm sorry?
511.
Thank you. 511. Thank you, sir, for your presentation.